Surah Al-Muzammil, Surah 73 of the Holy Quran. The surah gets its title from the first verse where Allah is addressing the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi as Al-Muzammil, the one who is wrapped in his cloak. And Al-Muzammil is one of the seven names by which the Holy Prophet has been called by in the Quran. Allah in Ayah 2 tells the Holy Prophet, who is wrapped in his cloak, Qumi al-layl, to rise in the night. And in the same way that when we're wrapped in our blankets, we feel warm and cozy, Allah is encouraging us in these verses to leave the cozy, comfortable beds and to find that comfortable, cozy, warm feeling by talking to Allah and praying to Him in the night. The night time is a special blessed time for remembering Allah. The Holy Prophet used to face so many difficulties and opposition in the day, but it was in the night that he would find comfort and peace talking and praying to Allah. When we leave our comfortable beds at night and worship Allah, we are able to gain the comfort and strength to face the task in our day. In Ayah 4, Allah tells us, Rattil al-Qur'an, to recite the Qur'an. The Qur'an means to read and to recite. It's not a book to be kept on our shelves, but one that is to be recited every day. We're told that the Qur'an that was abandoned and not recited will complain to Allah on the Day of Judgment because we didn't use it for its right purpose. The Qur'an, we're told, must be recited in a beautiful way because it is the best and most beautiful of narrations. Allah tells us to recite it softly, clearly and correctly, not rush it, be calm. Remember, these are the words of Allah. Allah is talking to you. And even if we don't understand, the words of Allah are so powerful that they will still benefit you. There's a story of a little boy whose granddad told him that he needed his barrel in the garden filling with water over the summer holidays. The little boy would go every day with his dirty bucket over the hill down to the lake, filling the bucket with water, emptying it into the barrel, until finally at the end of the summer holidays, the barrel was filled. Granddad told him to look at his bucket. What did he notice? The little boy said, "Oh yes, my bucket that was so dirty at the beginning is now sparkly and clean." "That's right," said Granddad. "But let me show you something else as well." He took the little boy out onto the hills and down to the lake, and all along the path there were flowers, beautiful flowers that had grown that the little boy hadn't noticed. Granddad explained that there was a little hole at the bottom of the bucket, and every day when the boy was going down to the lake, he was unknowingly watering seeds that had been planted along the way. In the same way, when we recite the Quran with a good intention, even if we don't understand everything we're saying, the Quran and its words will benefit us. The Quran cleans and waters our hearts. It plants within our hearts seeds of guidance. Allah brings blessings and benefits that we don't even know. Let's go through some Quranic vocabulary. Muzammil, the wrapped one. Let's remember, if we want this cozy, comfortable feeling, then we can find it by rising and waking in the layl, in the night, and spending some time talking to Allah, reciting the Quran. These words are so powerful and they will guide us to live in the best way. Sadaqallahul Aliyyul Azim.